UDC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Urban Development Corporation reopens Walter Fletcher Beach in St. James. Stay with us to find out more on this week's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, has renovated and reopened the Walter Fletcher Beach after recently resuming management responsibilities for the property. This after leasing it for a number of years. UDC General Manager Dr. Damien Graham says the corporation, as a steward of the environment, is committed to enhancing public recreational spaces across the island.
Thanks to our partners at TEF and the Ministry of Tourism, who have been our major benefactors, we've been able to carry out some initial rehabilitation works to reopen the facilities to the public. We see it very important that we retain these beach parks as social and civic spaces for our people to enjoy. And we are there, along with our partners of NEPA, to ensure there is added protection and that people are able to access their beach at an affordable price.
Thousands of patrons have visited the Walter Fletcher Beach in St. James since its reopening on March 30, 2018.
The slide is very good and the beach is good. Everything is good.
It is very good. I love here. Thank you for doing this.
Prior to the reopening, the UDC hosted a family fun day at the beach to mark the completion of initial renovation works on the property. The event featured entertainment for the entire family, ranging from rides to prizes, music, and water aerobics.
We have always find it a pleasure to work with UDC in seeing to it that their project is carried out on time and their whole planning seamless when it comes to the council.
Mayor of Montego Bay, Homer Davis. The Walter Fletcher Beach is open Wednesday to Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Adults are required to pay an entry fee of $500 and children 4 to 12 years old, $200.
This is a prime public beach in Montego Bay. It will add to the dimension of attractions and attract more people. It also means our capacity will improve because we can now have more visitors who will find something to do that is interesting and attractive.
National Security Minister and Member of Parliament for Northwest St. James, Dr. Horace Chang. The reopening of the Walter Fletcher Beach is part of the Montego Bay Waterfront Redevelopment Program, which will also see the repair of groins along the closed harbor, Walter Fletcher, and One Man Beach's coastline.
As part of climate change and adaptation, the groin work is very important to protect not just the beach area that is here, the 26-acre property, but also the rest of the Montego Bay city. So, as a response to climate change and adaptation, this groin redevelopment work, important primary infrastructure for the city, is also being taken care of.
The work will also support the sustainability of a state-of-the-art marine park at Closed Harbor Beach.
We'll be building the 16-acre first-class beach park in the Caribbean. It will have 5 different zones, active and passive, with jogging trails. It's gonna have spaces for the beach, cabanas, umbrellas, all the amenities from Ocean City.
The Urban Development Corporation, making development happen for you. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that this summer at Duns River Falls and Park, you can enjoy a guided tour of the falls, access the triple garden haven of Central Gardens with its splash pad and water slide, and you can also lounge on the property's white sand beach? All for the affordable price of $1,000 for Jamaican adults and $500 for children? Make this summer a Duns River summer. See you there. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 876-656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You may also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.